Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, it is the 27th annual Dining Out for Life benefit, and that's going to occur on April the 24th. And this has been around so long, and I've participated years ago and absolutely loved it. So I wanted to bring it to your attention. So I brought in Cindy LeBlanc. She's with Brewed to Serve Restaurant Group. And Cindy, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here, Belinda.
So let's say that no one has heard about the Dining Out for Life. What is this night all about?
Well, Dining Out for Life is breakfast, lunch, and dinner on next Wednesday, April 24th. It's actually also Administrative Professionals Day.
Oh, okay.
In the old days.
Yeah.
Administrative Assistance Day. And all the participating restaurants give 25% or more of their gross revenue for the day. So anyone who would like to dine out on Wednesday, the 24th, there's a list of participating restaurants that will be giving their 25% of their proceeds to this great cause. And Dining Out for Life in Atlanta, they give all of their money to Project Open Hand, mm-hmm. now Open Hand Atlanta. And
what is Open Hand Atlanta, Project Open Hand Atlanta?
It used to be called Project Open Hand, mm-hmm. and now it's Open Hand Atlanta. And it's a wonderful organization that provides over 5,000 meals a day, which I had to make sure I had that correct, because that is
tremendous,
really amazing. And what Open Hand does is they provide meals and delivery of the meals to people who are unable to, you know, get out of their homes and get healthy meals, whether they are ill or have a long-term illness generally, or maybe they're elderly and they just cannot do that. And you know, they can apply for this meal delivery. And it's just an amazing organization. I can't speak to the specifics, but I know they've been around since the late 80s, early 90s, because
right.
I had friends who were actually volunteering back in the day
in the
where
day.
They would deliver. They were generally delivering to HIV mm-hmm. AIDS patients who could not leave the house for many reasons. And so, you know, Open Hand has grown and made such an impact in Atlanta. So It's a great day to, you know, enjoy a nice afternoon at a restaurant, as well as, you know, doing a
good
thing. Give
something back to the community. And this is the 27th year. I would say that this is their largest fundraiser that they have all year.
Well, I would think so. I mean, I know last year they raised I know it was over $100,000, $165,000 just from this one day and just from the 70 to 80 restaurants who participated. When they called me and asked me to come in and talk to you today, she let me know. She says, well, Cindy, you know, you've been doing this for 16 years at Max Loggers. I said, really? It's just time is flying. I'm getting, you know, it's been a long time. So I was happy to know that we have Max Loggers, Wood-Fired Grill and Brewery, mm-hmm. White Oak Kitchen and Cocktails, and Richard Southern Fried are the three restaurants that are owned by Brewed to Serve Restaurant Group.
Okay. Those are some great ones, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Favorites on my list. And we also have White Oak Kitchen, West Egg Cafe, the General Muir, the Colonnade, which I've never
eaten at the Colonnade. I am
you haven't.
Miss Atlanta, and I have
you
never.
You need to.
I know. This
next
is,
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday is the day that I'm going to dine out.
Get
for
a
life.
Reservation.
Yes. Yeah. And then we have.
That's an experience.
Oh, I bet. Yes. I hear. But I love a good meat and three.
Yeah. There
and
you go.
Those places are hard to come by with a good meat and three for the day.
Yeah.
Some of the other restaurants that you may, is it Local 3 Kitchen and Bar, Taqueria del Sol, just ate there yesterday, Golden Eagle and Mission and Market, Arnett's Chop Shop and Bread and Butterfly. I mean, there are 50-plus restaurants on this list.
Well, actually, I think it's 80.
80.
Might be a little over 80. There's a number at Krog Street Market, and that's where Richards is. But I also noticed some of our friends over there are joining in. And then Lady Bird, which is down the
oh, yeah.
way, you know, on the Beltline. So Yala, also New Realm, our friend brewery, you mm-hmm. know, that is participating, and they're fairly new to Atlanta. Miller Union, Doc Chase, just the
so
breads,
it's a wide variety of it's, price points for restaurants.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to go to the highest or the lowest. I mean, whatever fits your budget, there's a restaurant on this list that can fit your needs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's so easy to do. All you need to do is go in and dine on April the 24th. That's next Wednesday, April the 24th.
Right.
Now, will a lot of restaurants have a price fix menu for the Project Open Hand, or is it just going to be
25%? I think it's just primarily their normal menu. At least that's how we've always done it. And I, you know, the other restaurants I have been to generally do just their regular menu, and they offer the proceeds going directly to Open Hand. And, you know, it's amazing that we have 80. A couple of years ago, we actually, Max Lagers received the highest donation.
Oh, that's great.
And I was shocked, completely shocked, but they, you know, they, of course, thanked us and all of that. So, you know, it's great to have 80. Next year, maybe we'll have 100, and everybody just continue raising money because it's so needed. And, you know, the nice thing, all these people are in the hospitality business. This is in my genes.
Yes.
And it's really amazing how kind and community-driven restaurateurs and hoteliers are. You know, we're in that business.
Cindy,
we are
what
a
I was
people business.
Say is that you don't view each other as competition. You're more like brothers and sisters in arms to serve the community. Great food, great hospitality, and you never turn your back on giving opportunities. We have the giving kitchen.
Absolutely.
And that's an important function here in Atlanta. And then, of course, Project Open Hand or Open Hand Atlanta, that you are asked all the time, I'm sure, to donate meals or to donate your time back to the community. And the hospitality industry always gives.
You know what? That's a really wonderful part of it. Now, granted, I've been in this business over 20 years, second career, but I have been in the business for over 20 years, with Max Lagers being 21.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I, it's a family business. My nephew, John Roberts, is the master brewer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my husband is in the business. So they're actually the two that wrangled me to get into it.
Right.
But now I wouldn't trade it for the world. And the thing is that, you know, being in the business for some length of time, the beginning, it's hard. It's you have to start out. It's a lot of work.
That you guys put in are 60, 80 hours a week.
Oh, absolutely. But there are plenty of businesses like that. But it's just nice to be able to turn it around and give back to the community and have that ability to do that. Feeding people, what could be better?
What could be better? And the sense of community. And that is what our hospitality and restaurant industry here in Atlanta does so well. Cindy LeBlanc of Brewed to Serve Restaurant Group. And this is, don't forget, this is Wednesday, April the 24th. It's to benefit Open Hand Atlanta, Dining Out for Life.
And if you just want to say, that you can go to the website to find out the complete list of participating restaurants. So if your favorite restaurant, just to see if it's on the list.
Sure. What's that website, Cindy?
That website is diningoutforlife.org.
Diningoutforlife.org. And it's so easy. A lot of us either are going to eat out one time a day, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So it might as well on Wednesday go to a good cause. So please go to that website, diningoutforlife.org.
Correct.
And you can find the list of 80-something restaurants, and they're all price points, so don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
There's something to fit everyone. So we have about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about
Max Loggers.
Max Loggers
is, it's actually, at this point, the oldest brew pub in Georgia, believe it or not. We were not the first, but we're still standing. Mm-hmm. And we did open shortly after the laws changed, which allowed you to brew beer in Georgia. We've been around for 21 years, so we've seen a lot, had ups and downs, and about 10 or 12 years ago, we saw the need, after participating as well in Dining Out for Life, we did see the need to help the community even more. We established a kind of a fun thing, but also a good thing, Drink Beer, Do Good, mm-hmm. where we, collect 25 cents of every one of our beers that's designated, our house brewed beers, to give to Atlanta's homeless community in any way we can. So we do a lot with the Gateway Center as well as Union Mission, but the Gateway Center has become our real cause and something that is near and dear to us because they do excellent work. And it's a homeless resource center in Atlanta, and they make homelessness rare, brief, and non-recurring.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, that's, again, another thing in the restaurant business. You do have quite a bit of independence if you're independently owned.
Sure.
And so you can really make a difference helping employees, past employees, and current ones, as well as people in our community. It's Atlanta's a big city, but it's really a small town.
I'm sure you welcome all of the new brew pubs to town, and we have an influx of them opening. I feel like I get a press release every other week of a new brew pub opening.
Well, thank you, Georgia legislators, for allowing us to attract more breweries to Georgia because, they've changed the laws.
Yes.
Over the years, we've been very vocal in it over the years, from back in the early 2000s, to get the alcohol percentage change and mm-hmm. things like that. So, yes, we have a lot of brew pubs, and we are actually opening another one in West Midtown called the Bull Monk Brewing Company, and that'll be opening this summer. So we'll, be right in there with everybody else and continue the brewing community to make it even better and brighter.
That's great. That's great news for Atlantans. And listen, once again, it's for Project Open Hand or Open Hand Atlanta, Dining Out for Life, Wednesday, April the 24th.
Correct.
You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, food writer for Encore Magazine and his own website, bitesandsights.net. You got your sea legs working for some seafood this week,
I do. So, named for a favorite restaurant from his childhood, veteran restaurateur Bob Amick mm-hmm. of Concentrics brings us his latest creation. It's called Bully Boy. And this is an East Coast-focused seafood concept, and it's located just a few feet from the Beltline's East Side Trail.
Okay.
And it's tucked right back behind their flagship, which is called Two Urban Licks. So you valet at the same station.
Okay.
So it's right there on the Beltline, and it's really cool. It doesn't sit on the Beltline, but it's right behind it. The interior of the restaurant is really nice. It's bright. It feels sort of like a modern New England nautical, mm-hmm. like a beach house kind of feel.
Cool.
And there's a giant neon sign that says Oysters that's fixed above the open kitchen. So, as you would imagine, seafood is the main attraction. They have yellowfin tuna wraps, lobster frites, which is a massive lobster on the half shell served with crispy shoestring fries. I got a picture of it. I can barely even describe that dish without drooling. Blue crab fried rice, Virginia oyster sliders, barbecue Georgia white shrimp, Maine Jonah crab rolls. They even do a duck bao, which is a Korean soft bun sandwich. So really wide diversity of seafood items. There's also a couple things if you don't want seafood on there. They do a 60-second steak, which I had, which was amazing, with a an egg on top. They do also a rabbit patty melt. And they do a massive pork shoulder feast. It feeds four people.
Wow.
So it's a really cool, very eclectic restaurant, seafood focused. And then Justin Amick, who's Bob's son, this guy's like we've had him on the show.
Yeah.
He's a libation genius. He curated the wine list. So it's a lot of fun. Bully Boy. It's right off the Beltline. I've got pictures and all this information and links up at my website, which is bitesinsights.net.
Okay, I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week, David. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.